Dr. Shannon Dunn, Cultural Resources Specialist Archaeologist for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida, explains how she works with local NRCS offices across the state.
We have a great online module system that prepares our field office staff and some of our partners for the very basics of how to identify cultural resources, define what cultural resources are. You know, that can include an old roadbed, that could include an old rail line. Even if the rail line has actually been removed, it can include old barns and houses, and again, it can be archaeological sites. So that gives our staff some background. And then I put on a 40-hour training for our staff that includes both classroom and field-based exercises. So I help them start to understand how to read the landscape. In Florida, we have a lot of water bodies. And when you have areas where you have water bodies and you have well-drained soils, those are places where you tend to find cultural resources. Places where you might want to camp in the present day or places that might have been pleasant to camp in the past. And that's where we tend to find both historic and prehistoric sites. So I work with our field offices and I try to get them to understand the importance of cultural resources. Obviously, landowners are really important partners to work with. They know what's on their land a lot of the time. We want to make sure our field office staff are talking with the landowners and asking them, hey, have you ever found anything on your property? And if so, where did you find it? Because we want to try to avoid impacts to those resources. So we work with the field office staff, and I take them out with me. And when we go do shovel tests, they get to help me with the field work. And I do. I rely very, very heavily on their expertise and their work. I try to get them up to speed.
Florida NRCS has to check for any cultural resources on lands before contracting for an easement or to do any type of work. If you'd like to learn more, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.